email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And then there was this.
Run with Ray, sponsored by Irish Life Dublin Marathon. A better life with Irish Life.
Yeah, Mary Jennings joins us in the studio. She's a running coach and founder of Forget the Gym. Hello, Mary.
Well, Ray, how are you?
She's been holding our hands and guiding us, getting us ready for our 5Ks next week. And this day week, we will be in Mullingar. More about that anon. But in particular, not just metaphorically, but actually you were holding Sinead Niulacon's hand and guiding her to her first 5K or thereabouts. And Sinead's on the line. How are you doing, Sinead?
All good, Ray. How are you and Mary?
Yes.
Hi, Sinead.
So who's going to tell me how you're getting on? Will I get a report from the teacher or from the student?
I'd ask the student if I were you.
Okay, right. How are you getting on, Sinead?
All good so far, Ray. I have to say, when I started first, I had such energy. I just went for it. And for the first few days, there was no stopping me. I was buying shoes online. I was texting Mary. I was downloading the interval timer app. I was downloading Strava. I was sending on screenshots to Mary. I'd say she was sick of me. And that lasted for maybe a week and a half or so. And then I stalled a little bit. And it was hard to get the momentum again. It was hard to motivate myself to get out in the evenings. And I spoke to Mary about this, and she was telling me about the how you just, I suppose, have to restart. You have to put that period of time to one side and acknowledge it and say, do you know what? I'm going to start again. And I've started again and I'm getting on well. I don't maybe have the energy that I had when I started first because I was just so into it. Mm. But I think that will come back with time. I'm a little bit apprehensive about the 5K, but I've done about 4.5 running and then walking. So I think I'm able for it. I believe I'm able for it. It's just a case of doing it now and keeping up with the exercise between now and Wednesday when we're in Mullingar.
What do you think, Mary?
I think she'll enjoy it more than she thinks. Yeah. And I think what next week will do will give her that energy back. She'll have a bit leading up to it. And listen, it's totally normal for everyone to be a bit apprehensive now because it has come so close, whether your training has gone perfect or whether you've had a little dip in the middle, say. But the buzz of being out with other people is enough to spur you on for the summer. And I think regardless of where anyone is, be it Sinead or anyone else, whether you're going to run this whole thing, walk with a bit of running, run with a bit of walking, you're still, everyone will get around the 5K. And I think that's the main thing to remember. And it's not a competition against anyone else.
No, and I've been saying from the start, it is a community event. And there's a lovely atmosphere at these things. Because a lot of people are doing it for the first time, like yourself, Sinead, or coming back into it after a long break. So a lot of people are in the same boat, shared experience, chats, a little bit of warm up, a little bit of YMCAing. It's all good fun. It's all good fun. Mm-hmm. And you're carried along on a wave of enthusiasm, I think, aren't you?
That's it. You just need to be careful you don't get carried along by the wrong people. don't go right at the top, Sinead, right? All joking aside, there's such enthusiasm at the start that everyone takes off like a rocket.
Yeah.
And that's fine if you have trained to take off like a rocket and maintain it.
What we've done previously, I don't know, we haven't decided if we'll do it. I stipulate that everyone has to stay at my pace for the first 1 kilometre.
Oh, right. Okay, very good.
And I'm not very fast, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And then people can sprint off if they like or whatever. Yeah. So that gets around that. So people will be looking at the day of the run now. I suppose food, people who haven't done it before, they don't know, when should I eat? It's a 5K, so it's not a huge draw on your energy resources.
No, it's not, but I wouldn't have my dinner just before
either.
It's interesting now because if you think all these events are starting at 5:30 in the evening and most of us are not running, think of yourself, right, a morning runner, suddenly you're running at 5:30 in the evening and it's a very different dynamic. So what I would recommend to anyone doing this, maybe this weekend, maybe change your weekend run, if you normally do it in the morning, to an evening, just to try and, you know, do a trial run, so to speak, both in your food and in everything else. But then you build the confidence to know that, okay, I know if I have a decent lunch and maybe a banana at 4 o'clock, I'll be grand.
Yes.
You know, something like that, rather than, you know, work it out on the night.
So 2 hours, that's what I allow myself, 2 hours.
Yeah, everyone's a little bit different. I probably wouldn't have a full dinner 2 hours, but maybe a snack. But some people are totally fine to eat in a bit beforehand. More people would be looking for the closest toilet at that point.
Right.
I think give it a trial run and see how you're going. For me personally, I would be hydrating well the day before.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be drinking a whole load in the afternoon of the run. I would be the morning time, and I probably, yeah, I bring something in the car, maybe a banana or something, and I'd probably bring a few bits for afterwards for a little picnic.
You laugh, Sinead, but regular runners who are listening will know that you know, going to the loo is an important thing. You have to factor into your day. That's you know.
My friend Sinead, who loves to run, was telling me about that. I went out one evening and came back and had to report back.
Right, okay. Sue in Cork has been on a run non-stop for 3.4 kilometres this morning. Delighted with myself.
Well done.
I'm challenging myself to do the 5K. Whoop! Well done, Sue. Well done, Sue. So this day week, you are going to be there at the start line, and we will be there on the old rail trail in Mullingar, and helping us out are Westmead Sports Partnerships, and Tony Wheat from the partnership is on the line now. How are you doing, Tony?
Very well, thanks, Ray. How are you?
Great. Thanks for everything so far. So tell us about the old rail trail in Mullingar.
So the route is, it's a nice route, actually. I think Sinead would probably be delighted to hear that it's completely flat. so there's no hills and mountains, because it's essentially a loop. And it actually starts along the Royal Canal. So you go out along the towpath of the Royal Canal, for basically about half the course. Yes. And it's a lovely sort of scenic route there. So you're up alongside the canal, you've got the fields, everything around it. And then about halfway, you kind of turn off the towpath and go down onto the old rail trail Greenway, which is the old Midlands Great Western Railway track, which is now obviously discontinued. And it takes you around and all the way back to the finish line, which is pretty much adjacent to the start line. So it's a lovely course.
Nice. There you go. That's good news, Sinead.
Phew. Yeah.
How did you end up in Mullingar or working for the Westmead Sports Partnership, Tony?
Well, my other half, Lorna, she's from Drogheda. So we actually live in Drogheda, but we decided to move back to from England about 4 years ago now, with our little girl, and I was just basically applying for jobs all over Ireland, and got the one with Westmead Sports Partnership. So I'm very lucky to have got the job in such a, you know, it's a really great place to work.
Good stuff. And as I say, thanks so much, and we'll see you this day week in Mullingar.
And looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. Thank you very much. Sinead, you must be enthused and encouraged by the fact that Mary says you're up for it now. She knows. She's been doing this for a long time. So
She's been great, I have to say. Right. It's been great to have her at the other end of the phone line, and that she continues to give me, to motivate me whenever I feel like there's a little bit of a dip. But I am looking forward to it, I have to say.
Great.
I am.
Thanks, Sinead. Mary's going to stay on. We're going to do a podcast. Sinead, just to let you know, we want you to go out plane spotting tomorrow, but we'll give you details afterwards. Okay, right. Okay, that's it from us.
Look forward to that.
Sarah's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. Where are you? There you are there.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.